Well, let's start the conversation here. And the first question I ask everyone is, what were you thinking? What drew you to throw your hat in the ring for Becker School Board? It's not a real glamorous job.
Right. Well, you know, it's a great question, though, Jeff, because honestly, you know, I was one of those parents that, you know, was used to sitting in the stands, right? I was a parent that sat in the stands. I watched my kids. I watched the school district from afar, and I was pretty happy doing that. You know, I got to know a lot of the parents, and things were good. Over the course of this last year, though, we've really seen a culture change, and there's been a lot of, you know, bad blood running through the community. So I figured that it was really just time to get out of the stands, get onto the field with those kids, get onto the field with those coaches, get onto the field with the parents of the district. And really, I just wanted to get involved. So I was able to go through that interview process with the school board. And I was fortunate enough to be picked in one of those spots. So why am I running this time, you might ask? I decided to run again just because I believe our district is at a crossroads. The path that we take next, I believe, is going to be the utmost importance to our current and future students, our staff, and our community. And the bottom line, I believe, is we just need to get back to being focused on what's important, and that's educating our kids and providing them with the necessary tools. They need to be successful adults in the real world.
As someone who has a little bit of experience on the school board, but a lot more experience as the parent of a student in the district, what do you think that Becker Public Schools does really well, better than anybody else?
Oh, Jeff, that's a great question. I feel we have hands down the best ECFE program in the state. These are dedicated educators. I mean, they pour their hearts and souls into that program. And even though they make it look so easy, I mean, it's not. They're not only tasked with introducing our little ones to the educational system, they're working with the adults and the parents as well, right? So they really have their hands full. The Becker ECFE program is an incredible asset to our community that I don't think gets enough attention. My hat is off to them, and they will always have my support.
Now, for those of you who aren't initiated, what does ECFE stand for?
That is the Early Childhood Family Education Program.
It's pre-kindergarten, for lack of a better term, right?
That's correct. It starts, I believe they start at 3, and they work their way up, and parents will go in and have kids will do their own thing, and the parents will go and do their own thing, and then they'll bring them together, and they do that, and then, of course, they move into a preschool scenario, and then all the way up to kindergarten.
Becker Public School has had kind of a bumpy 6 months or so. You had the dust-up here in the late spring, and then another dust-up. You were actually sued by the teachers' union in July. When you look at dark clouds or challenges on the horizon for Becker Public School, where does your mind go?
I see a bright future for Becker. I mean, I absolutely do. And if I didn't believe that, I wouldn't be running for the school board. Right now, I believe our biggest challenge we have right now is just the inability to find common ground solutions to disagreements and issues. And when I say common ground solutions, I mean solutions that actually work for everyone fairly and uniformly across the board. And when we finally do that, when we get to that point, that's when we'll, you know, once again, be able to focus on all the good things that we have going on with our schools. Because I promise you, the good far outweigh the bad, and it's not even close. That's really what we need to get around. And I believe we're going in the right direction.
Everybody gets this opportunity. It's the campaign speech. It's the elevator speech. Why do we vote for Pete Wiseman for Becker School Board?
Thank you, Jeff. I appreciate the opportunity. You know, folks, I'm running for school board because I believe that we can have a district that really does work for everyone again. We need to ensure our district supports our parents. Parents should always be the sole decider on what's best for their kids, both in and out of the classrooms. Our district needs to be focused on always supporting our great parents in this district, not looking for ways to replace them. We need to focus on providing an atmosphere that's uniform, fair, and just across the board for all of our students and staff. And finally, the physical safety of our students, staff, and visitors must never take a backseat to anything. Having constant communication on our strategic plan, being open to invest in new forms of safety technology, and continuing to work with our local law enforcement, and they are great. It's going to ensure the safest district possible. Friends, you know, I've heard you. Your voices matter, and your voices still count. So with that, I humbly ask for your support and vote November 8th, because together we can once again have a district we can all be proud of. Thank you, and God bless.